Southeast Asia is on a shopping spree for weapons, fighter jets, tanks, and arms. Countries such as Malaysia, Thailand, and now Vietnam are spending billions to upgrade their defense systems. They are nervous about China's growing power in the region. It's a booming market for U.S. defense companies, but they have plenty of competition from other nations also hoping to capitalize on China's nervous neighbors. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Southeast Asian nations have been steadily building up their defense systems over the past decade, some more than others. But the pace has picked up recently, says Anthony Nelson with the U.S.-ASEAN Business Council.
The countries are going to spend something like $40 billion this year on defense, which is a substantial increase from where they were just a few years ago. We're expecting them to go up to around $50 billion or so by 2020.
What's driving this is a tense security environment in the region, says Lyle Goldstein, a China specialist at the U.S. Naval War College. He says there's been friction recently between several Asian neighbors over various issues. But Goldstein says the biggest worry is China. It's been trying to exert its sovereignty in the South China Sea. About a half a dozen countries lay claim to a territory which is rich in oil and gas and fish.
There are a lot of issues, you know, out there, but unquestionably, when we see countries spending a lot of money on very high-end equipment, I'm talking about, you know, ships and aircraft, submarines, you know, very expensive items, you know, there's no question in my mind that it has to do with this South China Sea dispute.
And U.S. defense companies want to capitalize on the region's need for military equipment. One relatively new and potentially lucrative customer is Vietnam. Recently, the Obama administration partially lifted a ban on weapons sales to the country. And in April, the U.S. Embassy in Hanoi organized a day-long symposium bringing together Vietnamese officials and American defense companies. But the U.S. is not the only country trying to tap into the Vietnamese market.
Russia, Europe, the French, the English, the Koreans, the Chinese, too.
Anthony Nelson with the U.S.-ASEAN Business Council says Russia has been a longtime military supplier to Vietnam and just sold its six submarines. Nelson says the U.S. can't compete in submarines, but it's strong in areas such as advanced radars and sensors.
What the U.S. does have is clearly the highest quality products, and we have by far the best surveillance and domain awareness products.
The Obama administration, as part of its new focus on the Asia-Pacific region, is trying to solidify relations with countries there. Robert Ross, a specialist in U.S.-China relations at Boston College, says no matter how much military hardware Vietnam buys, it would not prevail in a conflict with China.
So we seem to be doing this for political reasons. That is, we're signaling the region, signaling Vietnam, and signaling China that we have a stake in Vietnamese security, and we'd like to see Vietnam be somewhat more independent from Chinese authority and Chinese influence.
But the Obama administration needs to be careful, says the Naval War College's Goldstein.
I think we could, in a way, be waving a red flag in front of a bull when it comes to Vietnam, because China's relationship with Vietnam is very tense. This maritime issue is very sensitive. So I don't think the United States wants to get in the middle of this, and you know, selling arms certainly puts us in a more central position.
Still, the Pentagon announced recently the U.S. will provide Vietnam $18 million to buy new vessels for its Coast Guard. Jackie Northam, NPR News.